I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right now they're executing, playing good football.
In a 16-minute beatdown, and the pass is caught by McCaffrey for the touchdown. And plenty of 49er fans are here tonight. They travel well, and they're ecstatic.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Your phone calls all afternoon, but I need to borrow a minute to play something that absolutely cracked my S up.
Okay.
Last night.
All right.
Hey, after big games, do y'all ever visit the most chaotic place on planet Earth? I don't know if you know about this. It's called Joe Shasky's Instagram feed.
Oh, okay.
It's the most chaotic place on Earth. You can go there, but you have to be ready now. You probably need to have like a helmet or like something, because he will put that phone literally an inch from his nostrils, and then he'll scream at you now. He'll scream at you for a good solid 2 minutes, especially after a game like that. I find it to be one of the more entertaining things out there. But this one was especially entertaining because it hit me in kind of a, it hit home for me a little bit. I want you to listen to Shasky on the IG feed after last night's victory.
Let's go, shithead. My son's asleep upstairs. That might be the best win in a regular season since the Eagles of 2023. Are you kidding me? It's a bunch of garbage men and plumbers. And the defense gets the stop at the end in overtime. Mac Jones! Mac Jones! The gutsiest performance, Kendrick Bourne, CMC, Shannon! You bastard! I love you! Let's go! What a win! Sullen and boys, Alfred Collins make a place! Let's go! Let's go! What a freaking legendary game! What a win. Season still alive. 4-1. No Purdy. No Kittle. No Bosa. No Ayuk. No Pearsall. No Jennings. No problem in L.A. on the road. Short week. Let's go.
Let's go.
I mean, you can always go outside, but something about the whisper growl and the whisper scream is pretty funny.
You go outside, someone's going to call the cops. They're going to be like, there's someone screaming in my street. So this cracked me up. Because
I don't know if I like super happy Shasky Instagram more than super angry Shasky. They're both. They're like your two children, you know?
Act out! You bastard! You, I love you!
Crazy bastard. And it's really good.
This brought me back. So 2014, the Giants win the World Series. Perez pops out to Pablo Sandoval.
Okay, yeah, in foul ground.
6-month-old Jude is asleep in my arms.
Oh, wow.
Asleep in my arms.
Yeah. Never wake a sleeping baby.
You do not. No. I don't care what happens. You do not wake a sleeping child.
Nope.
So that pop-up goes up, and they make the catch, and I've got to do third title in 5 years, and I've got to do a whisper celebration. There's no running. There's no yelling.
You like to run.
I love to run. There's no tackling. There's no high-fiving. There's just, yes!
The whisper scream.
Yes! That's all. So Shasky brought me. I've been there, man. I've been there when it inspires you, but the kid's asleep.
Yep.
And you better not wake that baby. Don't wake the baby now.
Well, especially in week five.
Your spouse will hell to pay. Kill you.
No doubt.
If you wake the baby because of sports.
That's right. Sports, man. Kill you. Yeah. And it's just, it's something you can't do.
Oh, it's so good.
And that game was very worthy of that rant. And he ticks off all the people who weren't there.
Yeah,
and
it's like,
bunch of plumbers. Plumbers, construction workers.
My favorite
Jenna, you crazy bastard. Jenna!
The pause and then Jenna. Just scream a name.
McDonald's! Jenna!
Bastard!
Alfred Collins making plays. Alfred Collins making plays.
It's the best.
Really good.
It's the best. All right. Back to the phones. How about Steve in Connecticut? Hi, Steve. Thank you for calling Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, Steve.
We're good, man.
Hey, Niners fan. I listen to you guys on the Odyssey app, but I'm in Connecticut, so great to talk to you guys.
Thanks for calling, Steve.
Talk about that. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about like the disrespectful dialogue going into this Niners game and the disrespect. I mean, come on, you have Mac Jones, former Alabama national championship, MVS, two-time Super Bowl champion, Sky Moore, two-time Super Bowl champion, Kendrick Bourne, who was drafted by the Niners and then played pretty much half of his career in New England with Mac Jones, coming back to the Niners. I mean, where was everyone talking about? You know, 8.5-point underdogs. It's crazy.
You know what, Steve? I don't know if I agree with you. I get where you're coming from. And there were moments yesterday, thanks, Steve, where I said to you, it's like, I know it feels like a ragtag group, but if you look at these receivers, they're professionals now. They like these are veteran receivers.
Right, right.
But to bring up Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Sky Moore and be like, why were you underdogs? Those guys had no effect on the game whatsoever.
Sky Moore had zero targets.
Yeah.
MVS had one target. And actually three targets, one catch.
Okay.
It was really Kendrick Bourne.
Some DeMarcus, a little bit of DeMarcus Robinson and Tonjes, obviously.
Couple big plays and Tonjes, the tight end. But it was Kendrick Bourne and the comfortability that he has with Mac Jones. Mac was looking to him every time there was a big play. And where are all the bubble wrap CMC people today? Because Christian McCaffrey had 30 touches.
I mean, of course he did.
He came in averaging 25, and now he had 30 more. Yeah. He's at 130 through five games. So, I mean, where are all those people now? And you're not around, because without all 30 of those touches, you don't win that game.
Right.
And so,
I mean, but to look at these guys, I'm not going to just start reading out resumes. If you're in the NFL, you're an amazing football player. It does not mean that you should be favored to go on the road and beat a really good football team that, by the way, their counterparts at those positions are like future Hall of Famers. Devontae Adams is going to the Hall of Fame.
Matt Stafford's
going to the Hall of Fame.
Puka Nacua's on a track.
If Puka keeps this up, they might change the rule and not wait 5 years for him. He's got 800 catches already this year.
Yeah.
It's insanity. So to say that, Mac Jones went to Alabama, therefore, like, it's disrespectful. No. The Niners, I even think you could watch the game and you could see that the Niners were the underdog. Even with the way it played out. You came out, you had a great game plan, you punched the Rams in the face.
Right in the face.
But look what the adjustments take place, and you all know what you think would happen if that game went on for another half hour. Who do you think would win? You know what I mean? Like the Rams were running downhill in the second half of that football game.
The Rams, if I'm a Ram fan and I wake up today, I'm thinking about how we absolutely should have won.
Blew it.
You blew it.
Yeah.
And you blew it, and it only doesn't come down to the Williams fumble at the goal line, though that was a huge play. The Corum fumble was unnecessary. You had so many different opportunities where you could have won that game. They took the game over. The momentum swung in the Rams' favor, and yet as you look at it, they never led in the game.
Never led.
They never took the lead.
Had an extra point to do so.
That's right. Well, they had a goal line play to do so under 3 minutes to go in the game, and they probably should have, but they didn't. So if you're a Ram fan, you're probably as frustrated as Niner fans are exhilarated.
You're sick, which is exactly the word Sean McVay used. He said he was sick about what happened last night.
Did you hear from your relatives down there at all?
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Oh!
No. No, you just send the 49er GIF to the phone thread and you just let it sit there.
I know
it's not coming back. I almost texted and then I erased it, something else, because I was like, oh, that's rough. That's going a bridge too far. But I wrote out a text that said, imagine rooting for a team that can't beat someone else's backups.
Oof.
I almost sent that.
Jones.
And then I'm like,
backup gang.
I'm like, I'm 50. I'll let my son send that. I leave it alone. These are my family members. Matt and Manteca, real quick. Hi, Matt. Thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. First thing I thought when I woke up this morning is, man, geez, wait till we get the best tight end in football and an all pro receiver and third and Juwan and Ricky Pearsall. Like, wait till we get these guys back, man. But I wanted to add, man, to everybody who wants to fire the training staff, and I know Willard and Dibbs, you two haven't said that, but for those who want to fire the training staff, Fred Warner is the best linebacker in football. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's currently knocking off Patrick Willis records for the best linebacker in Niners history, and he's been with this Niners training staff his entire career, and he has missed one game. So keep that in mind when you go having your little fire the training staff meltdowns because a freak accident happens. These are not Niners training staff problems. These are football problems. It's football, okay? If you want to get mad about injuries, look to the non-contact sports. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Matt, great stuff as always. Thank you so much. Go check out the Ravens injury report for the game this weekend. Go look at it.
Yeah, Lamar's not playing.
Neither is anybody else.
Yep.
Derrick Henry's playing, just like Christian McCaffrey plays, and then everybody else is out. Everybody's out. I wonder if they're cursed also, or maybe they play football. I don't know. All guests on 95.7 The Game up here on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Hey, keep the energy up. 888-957-9570. We're going to keep going right to you. 888-957-9570. Your calls right now and throughout the rest of the afternoon. When you woke up today, what was the first thing you thought of that's still with you about last night? 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
A bunch of garbage men and plumbers.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Pinheiro now attempting a 59-yarder. Niners got him in week two. He's 9 for 9 with field goals to this point. Snap good, hold good. The kick is good. Pinheiro, the former Bear, the former Panther from 59. San Francisco up by 3.
What a freaking legendary game.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I'd like to do the rest of the show in a whisper voice.
Okay.
You want to do the whole, we go till 6 o'clock. So, let's go to the phones.
Actually, whispering is a lot harder on your vocal cords than screaming is.
Yeah. Especially whisper screaming.
Right.
Which is that, I love you!
Yeah, that's because that's not actually whispering. It's like a whisper and a scream, and they had a baby.
Shut up!
And then a baby is actually why you do the whisper scream, where a whisper and a scream have a baby.
And Jones!
What was the word that you guys bleeped out? Shanahan, you blanking genius.
I'm pretty
genius.
Sure.
Bastard! I love you!
I think there was an F in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you watched it, so I didn't know what it was, but.
You bastard! I love you!
Oh.
Shanahan!
The man is authentic.
That's my favorite, that's
Matt Jones! Alfred Collins making plays!
That's the other one.
Alfred Collins making plays!
And LJ. LJ is upstairs, just...
Yep.
Just drool down the side of the face, just sawing logs.
Yeah. LJ gotta be... Two and change now, but...
Man, it goes by fast.
It goes by so fast.
I don't even know.
At a point where, you know, you wake up a toddler, somebody that age, it's not a guarantee that they go back down. They might think, oh, that was a nap. I'm awake now.
You cannot mess with it.
No.
You can't mess with it.
No.
You can kind of mess with the dog, but not the kids.
No.
The dog sometimes will be like all tucked away, like I'm going to sleep. And then dad comes in and wants to be like, yeah, come on, dog. And then the next thing is the dog will follow. The dog will be like, oh, we're going to play?
Where's my leash?
We're going to go somewhere? Let's go somewhere. And the dog will just straight out of the sleep be like, I got a ball. Can we do this on the ball? And then you got to be like, no, I was just kidding. I just wanted to say goodnight. You know what I mean? But and then the dog will go right back to sleep. You can't do that with a kid. All right, 888-957-9570. My first thought, my most memorable thought from last night, Sam's Tavern was a great host to us last night. And for me, it's just that sitting forward on the chair, hoping against hope that on 4th and 1 in overtime, something goes wrong for the Rams. I didn't have a lot of confidence, but I'm like, it's 4th down. So I don't know, maybe somebody will drop the ball or trip or somebody will break through the line and get a sack. Like, and they hand it to Kyren Williams and they stuffed that man. And just jump out of the seat, had Lucas to my left, Christy to my right, and we're all celebrating, and the whole bar within seconds is chanting, beat LA. And I'm like, that's the good stuff, man. We're right in the middle of downtown San Francisco screaming beat LA with people we never met. That's what I'm talking about.
In week five. That's the thing about it.
Yeah.
And Kyle even spoke to that in his comments yesterday, and he was asked if it was, you know, one of the more special wins, and he's like, yeah, it's just the 5th game of the season. So as far as ramifications and stuff, you never know how that plays out. But yeah, it was unusually exhausting is what he said.
No doubt.
And if you're going to have that game, overtime, 84 plays of offense or whatever is what he said, you're going to want to do that on Thursday because now you get a nice 10-day break. And so I don't know what the exact schedule is, but it's probably like, take care of yourself and we'll see you on Sunday or Monday.
Or maybe even Wednesday. Like, I think, you know, I don't know, but I mean, you check in for injuries today. So I'm sure all there today.
Oh, they're all there because they're all hurt.
Right. They're all hurt. But like, yeah, I don't think, and I don't know if they do anything at all over the weekend, but I don't think you go hard. And you certainly don't have to with all the injuries they're dealing with. And so, yeah, maybe they don't get back to actual, like, you know, running around on the field until Wednesday. I don't know if they take advantage of it at all, but the best way to take advantage of it right now, I think, would be send everybody to the couch.
Yeah, get in the ice bath and get the treatment, and then today's Friday, and then, you know, don't do a thing Saturday. Maybe Sunday some of them will get together and watch a little ball, maybe a little red zone, or you check in on some football, and then, you know, Monday the same thing.
Go watch the Bucks game together.
That's right. And so
go check them out.
You had a chance to just kind of chill, and he actually said that, you know, you're struggling to run the ball, but still knowing that you kind of have to still try to do it to keep the D-line honest. And so as they look back at the tape last night, there are a lot of things that you could look at and say, we need to be better in A, B, C, D, and E. But at the same time, you went down there on a short week with a limited roster, and you got a win over your division rival.
There's
like,
no question. Like, the problems remain. They're going to have to address some things here.
Yes.
There's no question. They still can't run the ball, still can't rush the passer.
McCaffrey, 22 carries for 57.
I mean,
that's not going to get it done.
Last night was like a couple that's having problems, but they got together for a great date night, and it went well, and nobody fought. And for that night, they connected like hell. But you're going to have to wake up tomorrow and work on your problems.
Right.
Still going to have to do that.
Yeah,
that's how I see last night.
That's actually a great analogy because the problems that this marriage has is you give the ball to your best player and he doesn't get to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's because you're not, you know, able to block it up and you're not able to get him loose in the run game. The pass game is pretty damn good. McCaffrey and Tongis and Bourne and, you know, DeMarcus Robinson had a couple of great catches and also a huge block in overtime. And so
I like him.
Yeah, I do really too. I like him more than I was expecting to. And, you know, the other things that they need to fix, and we'll go to the phones. I know we got a ton of people looking to talk, but how many times did Shanahan like have to call timeout because guys are not in the right spot? Because they're all so new. They don't know the playbook yet.
What a night. Let's go to Ahmad on 680. Hi, Ahmad. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Although I'm not at 680, so I'm picking up my kids, so you may see some background noise. But,
okay.
What a game. Sorry, go ahead.
No, love it. It's all good if we got a little background noise. Put your kids on, let them scream about it, too.
Yeah, they're about to enter the car.
Good.
It was my first thought was gratefulness for the fact that I actually let them watch the last 2 minutes of the game. I was so on edge that I was, and they were watching through the stairwell. I'm like, you guys gotta get away from me. I'm too emotional about this. But then finally caved in and left and watched the last 2 minutes, and it made for a great memory because we had a great time celebrating the win.
Love it.
So that's my first thought. But wanted to kind of do two quick comments and then ask you guys a question. So the first comment, Shanahan, people should stop questioning. He's a genius. The fact that you go and win with all those backups and how the way he schemed it up. You know, everybody makes mistakes. Imagine that you are being judged by thousands of people every step of the way in your job. So, of course he's going to make mistakes, but ultimately he pulled it through. An amazing coaching job. That's the first comment. The second comment is around, we have to really stop this whole Mac-Brock thing. Like, you can't please everybody. What do we want to do? Like, last year we didn't have a Brock backup, and everybody's disappointed and can't believe Brock's out because we know we're going to lose, and you're not happy then. And then now we actually have a great backup. Mac is playing out of his mind. And we should be happy. We have a great backup. But Brock, he's done it. He's taken us to two NFC Championship games and a Super Bowl. You know, he's our unquestioned leader. When he's good to go, he's good to go. And we should be thankful we've got a great backup in Mac. Now, the question for you guys is, I have two big things that make me kind of squirm. Number one is the O-line. It feels like it's going to get all our quarterbacks and running backs killed. Like, it seems like nobody's playing well, even Trent. And then the second is around Marquis Siegel. who he had a great play to end the game, but it seems like teams are targeting him, and he was targeted, obviously, with the, I think it was the Tutu Atwell one and some other ones throughout the game. So it seems like teams are catching on. He may be a great player moving forward, but right now it seems he might be a liability. So just wanted to get your thoughts on those two things.
Absolutely. Okay, thanks for the call. I think those are some great observations, and they give us a lot to chew on there. As far as the offensive line, I actually thought last night, look, the run blocking thing, there's no holes, blah, blah, blah. We got to figure that out. They're going against a really good D-line last night. I'll take the effort that I got from the offensive line, considering all things going into last night. I thought they kept Mac Jones upright pretty nicely. I know that was it one sack? I know he got
one
hit.
One sack.
Yeah, he got hit a few times. I mean, that's going to happen. It's a great defensive line, and you dropped back 49 times.
And you don't have a very elusive mobile quarterback.
Right.
Even when healthy.
Correct.
He's got a bum leg, and he's not mobile anyway, so he's going to get hit.
Yeah, so I'll take that effort. As far as the safety play, I think it's a good observation. They are getting picked on a little bit back there. It's not just Siegel. It's Pinnock as well. They're getting picked on a little bit, but you want Siegel as a rookie. He's going to get better quickly. Again, this is another one of those spots that I think can be a lot better in the second half of the year than the first half, because Siegel is a rookie. You want that to keep developing. And don't forget the name Malik Mustafa. You know, they loved him last year, and he's getting close. From what I'm told, that practice window could open up as early as next week. I don't know what the ramp up will be to get him back, but I do in my head imagine that the second half of the season, I hope Mustafa is out there as one of the safeties, and that'll change that group.
Yeah, and we'll get into Grandy's grades in the 5 o'clock hour, and we can break it down a lot more, but part of the secondary woes is that you don't rush the passer.
Right.
So you're asking these guys to cover forever, and nobody can do it covering forever, and you're going up against Davante Adams and Puka Nacua. So last night's assignment, even with a good pass rush, was going to be difficult. And when you have to, you know, Tutu Atwell in the big catch in overtime, that was a complete deep crosser. And to do a deep crosser, you run 20 or 30 yards down the field, then you run all the way across the field. That takes time, right. And they were able to do it because you didn't get to Stafford.
It's a great point. It's a great point. I'm also glad he brought up what he did. And again, all opinions are welcome, and I know there's no way we're going to stop the world from talking about the quarterback position today. But along the lines of his observation, I do think it's wild that we're here this quickly. Nobody's immune. Nobody's immune. This is professional sports, and if somebody else outplays you, somebody else outplays you and does this. But it is wild to me that you have a quarterback who still hasn't even, like, this is the final year of his original rookie contract, if you will. He still hasn't even expired the rookie contract. He's taking you to two NFC title games. He's taking you to a Super Bowl. And this, that's how some fans want to do him?
Three games, like, three wins without him, and now got to get him out of here.
And by the way, he's played twice this year, and he won one of those two, and it was a road game in Seattle. I just find it weird. You want to have the opinion, okay, but like, you really want to erase all of that this quickly?
You said it earlier in the week, like, that tell me you don't believe in Brock without telling me you don't believe in Brock, and that's what this is. I think that you and I are of like mind where you can celebrate Mac Jones, and we have, and we will,
incredible,
and we are.
Yes.
And you can have the Brock Purdy conversation, if you even think there is one. That can be a separate conversation. For me right now, I'm masking in Mac Jones, because he has been unbelievable. And last night, the grit, the toughness, the throws he made, they weren't all Picassos. He had a couple that maybe should have been picked off, but they weren't. And that's the way football goes. But Mac Jones has been spectacular.
He was tremendous last night. And in a moment where the moment got big, the assignment got even bigger, and the platform was huge, and then it got tougher as it went, because he just kept getting more and more hurt as the night went on. I don't know how you can't come away inspired in the moment by what he did last night. I mean, it was the biggest professional night of his life.
Yeah, and the opening two drives, 163 yards combined, two touchdowns, and that was what won the game.
Yep.
After that, you only had four field goals. You scored, boom, boom, and then you kind of had to hold on for dear life, and he was literally fighting for his life out there.
No question. No question. All right. Let's go to Mike in Daly City. Hi, Mike. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So well, after watching the game, waking up this morning, definitely an awesome game. Edge on your seat game. Definitely a shout out to Mac Jones, Big Mac, Mac Daddy, Mac Money. Very, very gritty performance. But how about big props to Eddie P. Eddie P, ice cold in his veins. De Niro, right? There's this Marvel character. His name is Deadshot, right, if you guys know. But that's my nickname for him, Deadshot De Niro. And love the fact that Jed York was rooting, waiting for him when they were running back to the tunnel, to the locker room. So that's it, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, Mike. Thank you very much. Yeah, I think we're all good now with the De Niro nickname, right? Like, we all wanted to see it first. We good now?
Oh, I think we're good.
We ready to ride?
Eddie the Doinker, De Niro. Panero. And that wasn't a full doink. That was a grazer.
Yeah,
it was a drive-by. But I thought when that was heading toward the upright, I was thinking, oh, no. I mean, this could be a doinker. And he hit his career-long a 59-yarder. My only concern about Eddie Panero is the celebrations, because I'm thinking about Gramatica.
Oh, boy.
I think it was Bill Gramatica who tore his ACL.
I think it was Martin, actually.
It was one of them guys.
Might have been both of them. I don't know.
Either way, but he gets so excited. It's like, okay, yeah, settle down.
No, but I like that. I like kicker trash talk or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, when he hit the one against Arizona.
It was Bill.
Was it?
Yeah. W for you.
Then again.
Took the L last night.
Yeah, Whittingham is a receiver. But anyway, yeah, I kept it until you wanted to smash my face in something, and then I'm like, all right, I'm going to smash your face back. Anyway, I love that. Like, I wanted to know what he said when he kicked that ball through against Arizona.
And it's Whittington, so.
Whatever. You called him Whittingham. Anyway.
Al did. Whatever. We're going to fight.
Point is, when he kicked the ball through the uprights against Arizona, he sort of did, like, he did a celebration that looked like Steph Curry, where it's kind of like, my house. This is my house. And I'm like, you just got here, dude. You don't even have a key yet.
Right.
So
you're renting somewhere. You're probably in a hotel.
I don't even know what he was saying, but I hope I'm in a locker room with him at some point where I can ask him, hey, will you take me back to that Arizona game? What did you say? Because I was like, I like kicker trash talk. I really want to know what he said. So whatever. But I don't think he's going to, I don't think he's going to tear his ACL. I hope.
No.
And please don't.
He reminded me a little bit of, and you don't know the bowler Pete Weber, but he would do the double crotch chop. Gah!
I've heard of that guy.
He's the guy with the wild, slick back hair, and when he would have a big strike, he would go for the double. Shah, shah! And that reminds me of Eddie a little bit because he gets fired up.
Perfect. 888-957-9570. Next is Ron in Walnut Creek. Hi, Ron. What's going on, man?
Hey, guys, I love your show. But, hey, Willard, I need to call you out on that comment you made in your all coaches make mistakes
yes, sir.
Little thing there. You said, did you really try to equate McVay making the wrong call or making a mistake on a 4th-and-1 in week 5 of the season with the 49ers and Shanahan and their whole organization not knowing the overtime rules in the Super Bowl?
No, I don't equate it because, Ron, I actually reject the premise. I don't buy. I know that everyone has just moved forward in life with the Niners don't know the rules. I don't buy it. I still think Kyle Shanahan made a poor decision, but I think he knew the rule. I think he took into account the fact that the defense was exhausted, and he thought to himself, I want my offense on the field. I think we can go get a touchdown and put the Chiefs in a really, really tough spot. It proved to be the wrong decision, but I think that's the decision he made. I don't buy that Kyle Shanahan didn't know the rules of the sport.
Well, he'll never step up to that, but there's video evidence of 49ers players on the field discussing the overtime rule and not knowing. They said, if we score a touchdown, we win the game. You know, that's ridiculous. I mean, the other team, the Chiefs, practiced to play for a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ron, I'm still not sure what you're getting at. Like,
and thanks, Ronnie. He's saying that you equating the Shanahan overtime lack of knowledge of the rules to McVay going for it on 4th down is not a a fair thing to compare.
Again, I don't think Kyle Shanahan didn't know the rules. Right. I think it was a poor decision, and obviously it's in a much higher leverage moment. You're correct. In the Super Bowl of overtime rather than a Week 5 game. I think you're taking the entire point largely out of context.
Agreed.
Because what we're talking about here is the fact that even the greats, by the way, how's the best coach ever doing right now? Bill Belichick looks like a fool, basically, for what's happening.
Right.
Because his former quarterback that he drafted now is winning games with Kyle Shanahan. Matt Patricia is an amazing defensive coordinator in college. And Bill Belichick is a laughingstock at North Carolina with a young girl on the sideline with him. So my
point. Well, even go back last week to Kyle Shanahan, and we both talked about how he had a bad week.
Yes.
He challenged a play he shouldn't have challenged. He burned a timeout when he wanted to decline a penalty, and he did it. He didn't do it right. He didn't communicate it. Whatever. Every week, you're going to have a good game and a bad game. And last night, McVay had a bad moment.
Andy Reid, Chiefs and Bengals, AFC Championship game, went for it on a fourth down right before halftime, arrogantly thinking they could put a game away instead of taking three, lost the game in overtime. He made a mistake. The point I'm trying to get at, which I will completely stand on, is that all the greats make mistakes, and I am totally comfortable with the word great. With regard to Kyle Shanahan, I trade him for no one, and I've for a long time had a hard time understanding the conversation, because you will hear people say, oh, the quarterback's not actually very good. It's just this system. It's just that you get a quarterback with Kyle Shanahan, and he can just win with anybody out there. And I've long wondered, if you think that, then why is your next sentence not Kyle Shanahan's greatest coach who's ever lived? Nobody else has ever been able to do that. Name the other coach who has had the reputation of, doesn't matter who his quarterback is. Doesn't matter. He'll turn him into gold. That's never existed in the NFL.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
I don't even think that's true, but my point is if you think that about Kyle, why would you not think that he's the best coach in the game? I would trade him for no one, and I thought last night was a wonderful night for him.
Yeah, it was a great night, and that was the way that Shanahan likes to and needs to win games. You come out with the script and you score. You get the ball back and you score, and even though they didn't run it effectively, they ran it more than 30 times, and I've given you these numbers, and I do it every time that it happens. He's now 48-7 as a coach when they have 30 or more rushes, and that is about an 88% win rate when you get 30 rushes. So even last night when they didn't rush it very effectively, you were able to keep it, run it, possess it. And when you win the time of possession battle, yep, as Kyle Shanahan, you win those games too. So even though it wasn't a Picasso and you had a lot of your reserves playing, that was a classic Shanahan blueprint on how you win.
No doubt. No doubt. And yes, they had way more plays than the Rams, way more time of possession, as you said, even though in the second half it felt like the Rams were skating downhill. 888-957-9570. We'll keep taking your calls. Like this just comes in on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I don't even get it. No, Willard, we have a very average coach, but he is all caps the best offensive coordinator in football. What? Like, how are you able to compartmentalize like that? How are you able to even do that? If he's the best offensive coordinator in football, and therefore you love what he's able to do offensively, he clearly gets players to play very hard for him. He's clearly had success. You've never had a player say anything bad about him. In fact, I promise you, Kyle is a very different person than what his media persona is. This we know. This has been told to us over and over by the people who play for him. Why would you then not translate that to his head coaching ability? I don't understand. Why does he trigger y'all? Not y'all, yep. Lots of you.
Yep.
Lots of you, not most of you, but why? Like, what is it?
Well, there are things, and the things that trigger me at times are clock management. Last night was near perfect,
yep,
and it's being too conservative. Last night he was 3-for-3 on fourth down, and he brought his team down there undermanned, overmatched, and had them absolutely hair on the back of their neck, fired up,
ready to play,
to
exactly
roll. They came out of the gate, they punched the Rams in the mouth, and they held on for the victory. And if you look at Kyle Shanahan's record on the road, it's better than it is at home. And that, to me, has nothing to do with offensive coordinator. That's a good head coach who has his team ready to go out and win on the road.
I think I need a Shasky whisper yell, Kyle Shanahan.
Shanahan!
Shanahan! Shanahan!
Shanahan!
Thank you.
You
bastard!
There you go.
I love you.
All right.
me too.
Come for Collins Bank and Place at some point.
Brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, and we are here for you. So every single buddy who is waiting on hold to get in, if you're patient, you're in. This is our promise to you. We will not leave you the entire afternoon. So again, you woke up today. What's your first thought about last night? 888-957-9570. That is the number. It's Willard and Dibbs.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
So here comes Pinheiro. This is going to be a 41-yard attempt. He's made 3 of 3 tonight, and this one is off the upright and through. He doinks one for the lead.
Oh, a game of inches.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs.
I'm not a doctor, so
it's questionable. Questionable concern.
All right.
On 95.7 The Game.
You said something during the break. We can go right back to the phones here in a sec.
Okay.
But it caught me. You were like, dog, what a week.
What a week, my man.
And you said it started off with a 49er loss. And I thought to myself, well, that was 3 weeks ago.
Had to be, right? Possibly.
So go through that list. We show up on Monday.
Possibly. It was a trifecta.
Right? It was Warriors Media Day.
Correct. For some.
For some. Not all could show up.
Right.
Bob Melvin got fired.
Took the loss.
And the 49ers had lost a football game, and Brock Purdy had re-aggravated his toe injury.
Yeah.
That was just Monday.
Just Monday.
Hey.
Tuesday, I get into a fight with Mongo Feliciano. He swears.
You do, but at the same time, correct me if I'm wrong, was Tuesday the day that you hit the breaking news sounder?
Kuminga.
It was, right? It was Tuesday.
Yes, yep. It was.
So Jonathan Kuminga signs a contract on Tuesday. Tuesday is also the day that I think that we sort of got the idea that it wasn't just Brock, Ricky, Juwan, everybody was kind of trending in a doubtful direction.
Yep, no doubt.
Okay, Wednesday comes around.
You go to the press conference.
Right.
The Giants, go to Mark in the back.
Giants have a press conference, season ender, exit interviews.
Yep.
Buster Posey, Zach Manassian.
We have Manassian on the show.
Manassian comes on the show. So does Greg Cosell. He says, can everybody please, all over the nation, stop asking week-to-week questions about Brock Purdy? He's a good player. Shut up. Everybody needs a run game.
Stop.
Okay? So that happens on Wednesday. Then yesterday, we show up, and it feels like we're sort of preparing collectively as a city to, you know, march to our football deaths, being sent down to L.A. with a bunch of a patchwork crew.
Yep.
And then we experienced that last night. I get it if you're exhausted today. I get it. Who took off work today? Anyone?
It's so funny you said that because I took BART again today, and I pull into my BART parking lot, and that place is empty. Empty. And now normally Mondays and Fridays are relatively empty, but today I was driving in. I'm like, oh, nobody's working today. Like, I'm working. You're working.
Well, you really had to pick yourself up off the mat, too. The kids at home, because yesterday was a school holiday for the Jewish High Holy Days.
Ah, right? That's right.
So they had no school. So they're running around. I get home from the game and they're running around like, yeah, woo! Niners! And I'm like, go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, you got it. We got school in the morning. We got it. Man, everybody. It's like we changed the clocks, but we didn't even change the clock.
That's coming out.
Kind of what today feels like.
It's one of those weird ones. And this whole week was, it just hit me outside. I was like, man, the adrenaline that we've been on this whole week has been awesome.
My goodness. My goodness. Yeah?
4-1, Mark.
4-1.
They are 4-1.
3-0 in the division.
And, I mean, they just pulled another one out of their hat. Eddie Pinheiro, courtesy of Amazon Prime, you heard it. Fourth field goal off the upright and in. I mean, it's a game of inches, Kirk. You're right, Kirk Herbstreit. It is, and they couldn't get a yard when they needed a yard, and Eddie was about a foot away from doinking that straight off the bar.
Yeah, maybe even less.
Right.
Maybe even less.
Maybe eight inches or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's just the way it goes, and you take them when you can get them your way.
So also the news, if you haven't heard today, there was a little bit of news from the 49ers with regard to injuries going forward. We don't know much about the quarterbacks yet, other than that Ian Rappaport said yesterday the re-aggravation for Brock is such that he could miss the Tampa game too, but we don't know about the health of Mac Jones. Kyle Shanahan did say George Kittle's going to be a long shot for the Tampa game, but they feel pretty good about the game after that, which is Sunday Night Football coming to Levi's. The Atlanta Falcons will be in town. Meantime, not a whole lot that we've heard about Pearsall and Jennings, but both of them are solid maybes for Tampa. And Tampa is super banged up. Bucky Irving has been ruled out of their game this weekend. Mike Evans is still out for them. Don't know what their status for next week will be. So we got all week to figure all of that out. But it sounds like when you say that publicly, they want a little bit of a ramp-up week for George, so I would expect him to miss one more game.
Probably. And, you know, if you look at what Jake Tonjes has done, and Kyle was asked yesterday about that, and Kyle said he's been unbelievable. I mean, you just said it right there. He's been so reliable, making the catches and scoring again. A guy who I don't believe had ever caught a football in an actual NFL game coming into the year.
Prior to this year.
And then now he just keeps scoring touchdowns. And, you know, we can talk about the red zone, which is still a little bit of a problem. The Niners were 2-for-5 yesterday in the red zone. But one of those was that opening drive. Jake Tonjes cashing in from 6 yards out. As much as you miss George Kittle, and you do a lot, especially in the run blocking game, Jake Tonjes has been like beyond spectacular.
Jake Tonjes, prior to this year, has been targeted in an NFL game one time.
Targeted.
No catches. Targeted one time.
Okay.
And it actually came 3 years ago. 3 years ago in a game where, Boy, I don't even think he was playing for the Niners. Yeah, I don't think he was playing for the Niners. Yeah, 2022, he was playing for the Bears. Got targeted one time.
Wild.
And like a typical Bears quarterback, they missed him.
Of course.
Yeah. All right.
If you talk just, I mean, before we go to the phones, like 49ers in the future, who are the guys out there making money? I do think Mac Jones has resurrected his career, and I know that the Niners have him for another year if they want. They might trade him. Who knows what they're going to do? That's for a future day. But Jake Tongis is a guy who is suddenly now a viable NFL tight end. He's on a one-year deal. He's making $1 million, and he's a guy who suddenly now you could look at and say, oh, you're an NFL player.
Yeah.
I mean, you might get yourself a two-year deal for $10 million or something.
And by
know.
The way, it might come from the Niners. It like, might, yeah, yeah. They've been long wanted to do things with two tight end sets, and George Kittle's getting up there and all of those things. So, yeah, he might stick and stay. All right, back to the phones. Lucky in the City next up. Hi, Lucky. Thank you for calling Willard and Dibbs. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. You know, I'm just now calming down from last night's game, man. I was bang-banging on my neighbors last night. It was so rough for me, man.
Yeah, yeah, Lucky.
I did 50 push-ups, Dibbs, in the fourth quarter, man, because I was just so freaking nervous, man, and pissed off.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I was like, come on, we cannot lose, Mark, to these Los Angeles Rams.
Amen.
On a Thursday.
No, we can't.
We cannot.
Bang, bang. That's our house. Whose house, Lucky? Whose house is it?
It's our house.
There you go, Lucky.
It's Niners' house, baby. It's Niners' house, baby. Let's go.
Levi South.
You know what it felt like to me, guys? It felt like the game with Patrick Willis stopped Alvin Kamara. That's what this game felt like, man. With a bunch of ragtag replacement people. Shout out Keanu Reeves. That's what we played with, man. And we got them dudes, man. I'm excited, man. I feel like this might be a telltale sign, fellas. I that's all I have to say, man. We might enjoy this ride because we have a viable backup quarterback, man. I don't care about the controversy. What controversy? Brock is our starting quarterback. Mac Jones is a good damn backup. Let's go, squad. And the youngsters, man, by week 12, man, we're going to be a force.
I might
let's go, man.
Lucky, thank you. That might be my favorite call of the day.
Lucky.
Lucky, that was great. I mean.
And he says you might be onto something, and I was looking at some of the numbers. You know I love the deep dives, and they're 3-0 on the road, this 49er team. 2019, they were 7-1 on the road, went to the Super Bowl. 2023, 7-2 on the road, went to the Super Bowl. I'm just saying, this team is awesome on the road.
Well,
3-0, you can't be better than 3-0 on the road.
No, you can't. And you can't be better than 3-0 in the division, which I think is even more important right now. Doesn't it feel like a springboard? And I don't want to get ahead of ourselves because what we've learned, and I think this is from PTSD, I don't want to sit here and do this whole, well, we're going to be healthy in the second half of the season because maybe we won't be. I don't know. I don't know how the hell we can predict that, but the opportunity exists. And so it feels like a springboard because the way I look at it, without jinxing anything or thinking of it that way, like, ooh, it's going to be great in December, but it might be. There is the path. There's the avenue to this football team sometime soon, not only acquiring a defensive pass rusher on the trade market, but acquiring Malik Mustafa and acquiring George Kittle.
Acquiring
Brandon Ayuk, and obviously I don't want, you know, reacquiring Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings and Brock Purdy. Now maybe they'll be hurt again. Maybe others will be hurt. Maybe it'll keep going downhill on that front. But if this team has a path to health, you're starting to set up a record that it feels impossible for this to not help you in the back half of the year. Like, things would really have to get wonky and wild for you to take the remaining schedule and the bulletproof feel of knowing that you can win games with backups.
Yeah.
And then add in sort of the division wins that will break ties potentially going forward. They need one more division win to clinch a winning record in the division this year.
Yeah.
That is huge. So they're setting up a scenario that's going to be hard for the other teams to overcome, and it does not feel like they've come close to throwing their best pitch yet.
And they haven't had their best personnel out there. And I mentioned 2019 in the road record. That year, they were 5-1 in the division. 2023, I mentioned the Super Bowl berth that year. They were 5-1 in the division, and here they sit at 3-0. So, again, we're not trying to go cart before the horse, but when you look at the patterns of success in those years, great on the road, great in the division, both years they went to the Super Bowl. So far, you're 3-0 on the road and 3-0 in the division. You are trending in those same directions just by record.
You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, in HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. And the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.